has one job, ladies and gentlemen, and
to give us aneurysms.
Oh, right.
Matching aneurysms.
To push all the buttons.
To push all the buttons. And he did a very good job of that today.
At the same time.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while since we've recorded, guys.
It has been a while since we sat down and chatted.
Because I said maybe we shouldn't record anymore till we're caught up on some of this editing.
And we have some episodes in the can we're working on.
We didn't get caught up, and so now we're just recording. But I'm really excited about today because Abby's going to be doing the heavy lifting. Right?
What in God's name was that? Why is Abby doing the heavy lifting?
Let's finish that thought. Because this is all about her.
Yes.
Oh my God, no. Well, not all about me.
Let's go around the room. Who are you again?
I'm Abby's friend, Zoe.
Oh.
And you're?
On this show.
The host.
I'm the host of Village.
The capital.
I'm one of the hosts of Village Idiots.
One of the hosts? Aww. What, did you get demoted? Are you no longer just the host with a capital T?
low-key. I'm one of the hosts. I demoted myself.
I feel like I got a promotion.
I'm making myself sleep on the couch because of what a terrible job I've been doing.
Wow. Well, you can sleep on that couch.
I just work here.
There's nobody here all night, so.
This is my new home.
You can just prance around in here in the new studio.
She's sleeping on top of the elevator.
You're going and climbing and going through all the boxes. I mean, you can just do whatever you want. And there's an unlimited amount of Cherry Coke.
I'm rummaging around. I'm drinking my Cherry Coke. I'm bouncing off the walls. I'm sleeping on the floor. This is Abby.
Hey, hey, who are you?
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm in Ohio, so not great.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I wasn't a couple days ago.
You weren't, and now you are, and we're going to hear all about it. And I'm Greg, and I'm a host.
What else?
The host with the most.
What are three other things about you?
I own the newspaper.
And?
And I don't like reading smut.
And?
And I, wow, I can't think of anything else.
Author.
I hurt my shoulder.
Oh.
He's an accomplished author.
Too hard. I play tennis too hard. And
an accomplished tennis athlete.
No, apparently not, because I hurt myself real good.
He was racketeering, if you will.
Well, we haven't taped in a while, and while we were not taping, you went out of town. Where did you go? Where were you? Let me guess. You went to St. Louis, Missouri.
Hmm. No.
Okay, Zoe, you guess.
Okay.
You already know where she went, so this is no fun.
I think you went somewhere warm.
I did. I went to North Myrtle Beach to get out of this place.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
South Carolina.
You've been to South Carolina lately?
Yes. I will only go to the north part of the beach because the other part is for people to get shot at.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's a shooting the day before we went.
There
down.
Was not a shooting
yes, there
the
was.
Day before. Are you kidding
me? The person shot 11 people and then...
Oh my God.
But the shooter was the only person who died via gunfire.
Wow.
Got him. Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
Better aim next time.
Yeah.
So you're saying there was...
No, not better aim. Not better aim.
That guy's never going to have better aim than he did that day.
Exactly. Yeah.
That
dude sucked. So.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Not tragic at all.
That's how I started.
You're saying there was an actual shooting in Myrtle Beach when you were down there?
No, it was like the day before we went down, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Builds character. Adds a little atmosphere to the situation.
You didn't go to that part of town, though.
No. I don't really care about like the touristy trap stuff. I was kind of there just to go deep sea fishing and look for shells.
Because, I would do all the mini golf. That's what I would do. I love mini golf.
Mini golf's expensive.
Yeah, it is. I would take Zoe with me and she would pay.
Fence. Zoe is the golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
She would pay.
Zoe, would pay.
You got to roll up into a golf ball. So then it's free if you bring your own accessories.
What you do is you hop the fence, you go somewhere kind of inconspicuous where they're not going to see you. Like, let's just say you hop maybe like over the windmill that they've got. Then you take a piece of paper, you crumple it up into a little golf ball. Then you just take a stick from a tree and you just bat that sucker around until it lands in one of the holes.
You sound like you've done this before.
And then rinse and repeat. You get in for free.
When I sneak into a putt-putt, I bring my own stick.
Do you?
Yes.
A privileged man with a stick, I hear.
Yes.
I wish I was a man with a stick.
And we bring our own balls.
Speak softly and carry a man with a big stick.
And his own balls.
Oh.
When you go to the putt-putt and you're not going to pay, you have to bring your own balls and your sticks.
I'm
right?
Insane.
Because how else are you going to putt-putt?
Right.
That's true.
I guess
next time we go to Myrtle Beach, I'm taking Zoe.
Oh, we're all going. Okay.
Yeah. And Zoe can
pay. And I'll pay for everything.
Pay for everything. Yes. This is going to work out great for everybody.
Oh, yes.
I'll be in so much debt.
Sugar
hey,
mama.
Abby, more ice cream? Zoe's buying.
I'm like,
she's just screaming in the corner.
Screaming and crying the whole time. I'm like, what do you want?
And then just like slowly, shakily give your card.
I hand my credit card over. I'm like, I can't believe I'm spending $8 for a scoop of rum raisin ice cream.
Zoe slowly turns into a parent. She's like, you just threw the last one on the ground. You're not getting any more.
Yeah.
Your time's up.
You didn't finish your broccoli last night. Now you think I'm going to buy you ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You sounded so much like a parent.
You give them like a waffle cone. Yeah.
And you fill the waffle cone with broccoli and be like, yeah, here's your ice cream. Yeah.
Here's your ice cream. Enjoy.
Yeah. Fleek.
So why do you go to Myrtle Beach?
Because I needed beach time. And it's a really nice resort that's on the water. So I needed... Oh, she's touching me.
I'm just touching where you kind of tanned a bit because I like the...
Did you tan? Looks like you look.
I'm a big fan of like
you look darker.
The radiation or the heat that comes off of people when they're warmer.
That's just my heart condition.
You look darker.
I'm just kidding. You looked. Oh, thank you. 50
than you
shades
did before.
Darker.
Not no. 50 shades. Just like four shades.
Okay.
I'd say four shades.
Well, I gotta go back
to the red room. Are you going back to the red room?
No. But I did,
Greg. You started this episode by saying you didn't read Smut.
I don't read Smut. I can't stand it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let the jury piece together.
It's
what we
different
heard
me
today.
Reading it and you reading it out loud to me. That's different. That doesn't count, does it?
Oh,
here Zoe comes around the corner wearing a judge outfit.
I'm not even gonna bother to give
Zoe
context.
Page 12 again. Go.
I'm not gonna bother to give context to this, but yeah.
No, that would be bad.
Buttery, flaky crust, if you will.
Right.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
So you went to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a beach.
So you go to the beach.
Life's a beach.
So you like the beach life. So you've got beach life. Like
it's tattooed. I have a tramp stamp that says beach life now. I'm not getting
Wait
up
a minute.
To show it. No, I'm just kidding.
You got it there?
No, I know. Oh, I'm kidding. Like, I'm just kidding.
Why am I so gullible?
Okay. I thought about getting a tattoo out there and I was like, I'm going to be in salt water and that's a bad idea.
Can we get matching tramp stamps?
God, yes. Let's go tomorrow.
I think I would.
That seems painful.
Maybe I will for my birthday.
Can we get a tattoo together? Mm-hmm. Tell you, oh my God, I love you.
I love you.
She's
more.
Gonna be 20.
Oh my God!
I'm excited.
She's gonna be 3.
She's gonna be 20.
I'm gonna be 20 years old.
20 years old.
When are we? I'm gonna get caught it everywhere I go.
I am. Oh, one
so
fun.
You said you like going to the beach.
I do. I love the ocean. Actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't scare me like some people.
Beaches are
so you can go out like into the water and swim without freaking out.
I was putting jellyfish in my shoe and throwing them back because newsflash.
You're that person.
If you ever see a dead, it's not dead. If you ever see jellyfish like on the shore, they're
pee
not
on
dead.
It. Just pee on it. Wait, what?
You gotta like scoop them and throw them back because whatever they like
How's
wash
it work?
Up. Oh my God.
How's it
whatever
work?
They wash up, they just say, oh, I'm dead now.
They're playing dead.
That
pretty much.
When I'm washed up, I also say I'm dead.
Yeah.
Now.
So we like the night we got there, we just had to like take my crock and put jelly in the crock and just.
Did you go out on the beach and just do jellyfish duty and throw them all back in the water?
Now I'm
maybe
SpongeBob.
What color were they? Were they like the blue man-o-war?
No, they were like just the little like moon jellyfish looking ones, not with the long tentacles or anything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They were just chilling. So I did that. I have so many shells. Too
so
many
you
shells.
Collect, do you do shell collecting?
Oh,
like you walk
yeah.
The
I'm
beach?
A goblin for knickknacks.
Do you listen to like music on your headphones or are
no.
you in the space?
No, you're the autism in the zone? Space. Yes. I need
I,
the shiny
I get made
things.
Fun of when I've gone to the beach with my family. Like I always have my headphones and I'm listening like music and I'm like, this is a movie. And I can do it for hours and
no,
hours
I
walking
do that.
The beach.
I could do that.
But they'll be like, why aren't you listening to the sound of the crashing waves? I'm like, because you've heard it once. You've heard it a million
They're
times.
They're also kind of scary.
No, I love
the sound of the ocean can be an
I
existential dread.
I went out into the deep ocean.
Oh my Ooh. Goodness.
We went on a deep sea fishing thing and I
Oh yeah, so you go fishing for off. Like fish? Fish?
Yes, but all I caught were sea bass and sea bass are stupid because we have bass in the stupid Midwest. I wanted a shark. Sorry.
What's a sea bass
Give
compared
her a shark.
To a regular
Literally
bass?
Just like the same damn
How
thing.
How big was the biggest fish you caught?
Not
okay.
big enough.
But you're looking for like marlin or
it.
What are you looking for?
Anything. I was just looking for anything big enough to bring home and cook.
Big enough Ooh. To be excited about.
Pretty much.
And all you caught was little guys.
Yeah. I caught a bunch of them to be fair, which was great. But yeah, they take you out into the way deep blue. Mm-hmm. It's over 4 hours long. So they like bring you out there. Like it's almost an hour that they take you out into the ocean.
So you're out away from the shore.
Oh yeah. You can barely see, the shore. No, not really.
Wow.
And then it was pretty cool when we
you almost to France at that point.
Good. Keep going. Never come back. But when we first like came off the dock, there was a bunch of, there's two dolphins that came right up to the boat. Oh, wow. They were right there.
Don't go fishing.
I know.
What were they saying to you?
They're like, ee. Dolphin noises.
They feel like wet hot dogs.
Yeah, they do. Merch below. Shameless plug, actually.
Shameless plug. Buy merch so Zoe can take us putt-putting, please.
Yeah, please.
So Zoe can afford
more. Zoe needs money.
My ungrateful co-host children. All my friends go putt-putting. All my friends go. Okay, well, your friends have a father. I don't have anyone else to help me support you.
Why can't we have ice cream?
Be grateful for what
mommy.
You have.
Why can't we have ice cream?
My flabbers are
because
gasted.
You're lactose intolerant. You stupid. I've told you this 1,000 times.
You're gonna make a great parent. I can't wait.
I cannot wait.
My kids. Kids are gonna be talking like adults by the time they're 5 because I don't know how to do like a baby voice or like. Like, I'll talk to pets that way.
You have no filter.
I'll talk to a 2-year-old and I'll just be like, what's up with you?
Yeah, that's what I do with
that's how I'm gonna. That's how I'm going to talk to my kids. And they're not going to.
They're going to be adults immediately.
Immediately they will.
That is what we do with Honk and Bonk. I mean, I was just grittying with them in the Aldi. They started grittying and they're like, Miss Abby, join. I was like, okay.
Cool. You have a full on adult conversation with them.
All the time.
Like the Ukraine. What do you talk about?
Oh, they've asked me about who Vladimir Putin is before.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then we were playing Fortnite and they're like, okay, you're gonna have to bleep this out. They're like, I'm gonna kill him.
Oh,
where's the bald man?
We have listeners in Russia, so yeah, let's be careful.
No, my podcast has listeners in Russia. I don't know if we have any international listeners for the Village Idiots.
No,
podcast.
We do.
It's
Germany.
Yeah, Germany is one.
It's the Germans.
Hello. Oh, that's right.
Because of me.
I know you're
I know you're there.
I do speak for the Germans.
Say something in German for all of our German fans, Zoe.
Nine.
I was just going to go, nine.
Number nine, please.
Number nine. I'll
but
take
in the German way.
I'll take a number nine. Guten Tag.
Glutenberry.
Oh, there you go.
What was the best thing you did in Myrtle Beach?
Watch a drunk man hug a poor, innocent worker in the elevator against his will.
Yep.
Is this a skit we're working on?
No.
I don't know about that.
It felt like a skit. So Bree and Harry and Fred and I get into this elevator and we all like awkwardly shuffle.
Wait, Bree went with you?
Yeah. My whole family went.
Oh, that's nice. I like Bree.
She's all right. No, I'm kidding.
She's all right.
She's chill. She's chill.
I know my sister.
I like Brie. She's nice.
She's all right.
Yeah.
she's my favorite.
Oh.
Whenever I see her, she looks like she's in a panic.
Whenever I see myself, I look like I'm in a panic.
I feel like she's stressed.
Real. This world is stressful.
So I think going on a trip is
good
for both
of
you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we get on the elevator and there's like 4 other people in there. So like awkwardly shuffling to an area. And this worker, because they're doing construction on some of the floors, he like was just chilling, minding his business. And this really drunk man grabs him, brings him up close to his chest and goes, I love you. To this poor, I thought they knew him. So I was like, oh, okay. Just bros being bros. And he's like trying to offer this man alcohol and stuff. And the guy's just like, no, I'm working. And then we realized like, oh, they've never met this man before in their life.
I've been there, done that.
So this poor man, justice for him, was just getting touched in the elevator. And then the drunk people got off and then they're like looking a little shell-shocked. And then they both scooted into a corner and just stared at us.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, I just witnessed a crime.
Yeah, wild. Totally.
Bro was not okay.
I feel bad for the guy. He's just trying to do his job.
I don't think he understood English that well either. So he just had this random, very drunk, very tall white man just grope him.
Can you imagine the story he tells later in Spanish?
Yeah.
When he gets to the bar?
Yeah, he was not. Yeah, I think he changed in that moment.
Yeah.
And will never be the same. All right, Pete, bless up. I hope you're doing well.
So how long were you gone?
A week.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like a nice
forever.
Long trip. Yeah, we missed
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Do you know, 3 times, I think, or more.
She did text me.
I would text Abby and completely forget
she's
gone.
Are you
I'd
working?
Like, I'd be like, are you working? What are you doing today? And she'd be like,
I'm on the
gone.
Beach. Shut
still,
up. I'm on the
still
beach.
Gone. No. I'm still on vacation. And I'd be like, okay.
I'm catching a shark. Back off.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was like usually actively like handful of shells like halfway into the ocean. And I was like, oh, Zoe texted me. So I just respond
it's
short.
Me
but
being
it
like,
me,
what you doing?
What you doing? On the way.
On the way. I'm like, I'm outside your house right now. Hey. I don't know.
All right, well, you got to drive 10 hours and then you'll be good. You got to pass through. Okay, so as we were driving out there, we passed through Marlboro.
You drove to Myrtle Beach, North Carolina. South Carolina.
Yeah.
You go over to the coast and then down?
Did you split the drive?
No.
You drove all the way down?
No, I didn't drive. My dad did.
Okay, yeah.
You go through Knox?
I don't know. Everything was... It was corn, and then it was mountains, and then it was the actual hell and a zombie apocalypse, and then it was the beach.
Oh, a zombie apocalypse.
Literally. Okay, so Marlboro,
red?
I guess North Carolina. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what exactly. It's called Marlboro. And respect to everyone who lives there, but almost all of the houses are burnt down.
I don't want to be racist.
It's
but
not. No, it has nothing to do with any of that. I just.
I don't mean to be sexist, but.
Brother.
Then you know what's coming after is going to be great.
No, that's. It looks like a place that you would see in a zombie apocalypse. Yeah, and something trying to be rude. Like, there was definitely areas that were just fine. And there was, like, you know, everybody hanging outside. But then you drive a little further out into the country and the houses were actually, like, burned down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fully.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, take a shot every time.
Maybe you were on the set of The Walking Dead.
It kind of looked like that. Because there's an entire, like, abandoned school. Mm-hmm. Entire abandoned, like, mall with all of this, like... I was like, I kind of want to go in there.
Yeah, you want to go in there
but,
and
like,
shoot
everything
an episode.
Looked like, yeah, of Spectre Sisters. Check it out when it's out.
It's not out yet.
Upcoming.
By the time this is out, it'll be out.
Yes. Yeah. Upcoming.
Maybe.
It's for
maybe
the spookies
not.
And the freaks. Which the is freaks. Everyone that listens to this podcast.
That is true.
Hello.
No allegations, just the truth.
Allegedly.
That's what I stand on.
No,
I stand on truth and facts.
So you drove to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. When you flew to Florida, or did you drive?
I did. I drove to Detroit a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I drove there and back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you went to a concert. I saw that.
I went to a concert. It was...
Was it Cage the Elephant again?
Luckily, I took a quick nap on the drive back while I was at the wheel.
Oh, while you were driving. I was going to say, who was driving you?
Quick shut eye.
That's not good.
She's not going to listen to this. But she was asleep. The
Person you went with?
The person I went with. And I jerked awake, and the adrenaline from having fallen asleep kept me up the rest of the time. Because the gas station coffee didn't do anything for
you
me.
You need one of those.
Monster.
I should have.
You should have a monster.
Instead, I wanted like the trucker. Like,
who did you see?
I saw Joe, but it's like DJO, DJO. He. Oh. Hang on. I'll do a little rendition for you. And when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
Oh, I know that song.
Another version of me. I was in it. Oh, I wave goodbye to the end of me.
I don't listen to TikTok, so I don't know this person.
No, that's okay.
I knew this song.
Well, bleep that out, please.
No, I love it.
The TikTok part? I'm sorry. I shouldn't make fun of you. You're singing. I'm not. Why am I making fun of you?
So that... And then I had to work the next morning. So I had been up since like 4 that morning because I opened. This is why I was so tired. And then I was up, you know, after my shift, I was still awake. I didn't get a nap or anything. Drove 3 hours to Detroit, backed into the parking garage so no one could see I was from Ohio.
Mm.
And then...
Is that important?
Yeah.
A little bit.
They'll get you.
They'll key you?
And then we saw the concert and then... Oh, my friend actually, she drove the first hour. Like she got us out of Detroit.
Mm.
And then we stopped at a gas station. I was like, I got this. I got the rest of the way. No, I started hallucinating towards the end of the drive. Like, there was this truck that was kind of in front of me. And then it morphed into, like, a face.
Okay.
And then it started, like, moving its mouth.
Would you consider that a hallucination, Abby?
I would consider that LSD.
Okay.
I would just not having any sleep. I'm gonna just throw it out there. I'm a safe driver. Drive with me.
Sounds like it.
Get in my car. Get in my passenger seat. Feel free to fall asleep.
Get in my car.
Gonna pass.
You
get in
are,
my car. Get in my van. Do you have
you
a white
are in
van?
Good hands. Jump. Hop in my van.
As long as you're awake, you're in good hands.
Oh.
Right.
Somebody's got to be awake.
Abby, I'm sorry. You go on about your trip.
What?
Like,
oh.
See, but you
I'm
drove
like,
to
I went
north,
to Detroit.
To Myrtle Beach.
I went somewhere.
No,
I went
okay.
to Detroit.
Me too.
I got
you
followed.
Went to Detroit?
Pick me.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
Pick me. Choose me.
I've only been to Detroit in the daytime, so you've got me there.
Yeah,
I've never
I've been
at
walking
night.
The streets of Detroit at night.
Okay.
No, I've never done that.
Okay, man.
Well, I like living. I'm not going to Detroit at night.
I'm letting the universe know that if it wants to give me an out, I'm all for it.
But who's going to buy my putt-putt?
You're so right. I have a reason to live.
You do now. You have a reason to live. You have to buy Abby ice cream.
Please, Papa.
May I have another?
Oh, my God. Oh,
I looked into
her
soul.
We're so screwed.
That did something.
Oh, God.
So is the parent. We're so in trouble.
That did something to me.
Hello.
Help.
Oh, my goodness.
Do I look like a real boy, Papa?
Do I look like a real boy, Papa? Oh, that was an evil
Do I look like a real boy, Papa?
I'm going to
hear
that.
Oh, I know that song by Joe. That song I do
know.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I'm about to see 106 fans, now including...
Wait. You're going where?
Going to Sonic Temple, and they just announced it. Insane.
Isn't that the name of the band?
No.
Sonic Temple is the name of a band.
No.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Probably yes. It is somewhere.
It's the name of a band.
Oh. Well, they're not going to be
so
there.
So that's not this. That's something different.
This is 106 bands. Setoff's going to be there.
I thought you were saying Sonic Temple was like the main band.
No. Okay. The main bands are going to be Metallica and Alice Cooper and Linkin Park and apparently 3-6 Mafia. And
3-6 Mafia, Wild on Tour.
And
in the bathroom about 3 whole hours getting real hot, passed on the floor.
I'm so excited
Are
to
you
see
bleeping
them.
Out the bad words?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing?
That song is a banger.
Back in the...
Slop
back
on
the,
my...
Looking like, for like, to run.
So it's every fifth word.
Slop on my
sing.
Knob like corn on the cob. Check in with me and do your job. Lay on the bed.
Gonna pass. Thanks.
Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. Juicy is my name. Is my game.
Wow. Okay.
I'm ready. And apparently Insane Clown Posse is going to be
really? There. Really? ICP's going to be there.
I didn't know that until last night.
ICP. Wow. ICP in the house.
Yeah. I didn't know. They were like, they were just announced. I was like, okay, well, if I die, it's going to be the Insane Posse crowd. Please don't kill me.
Don't kill Respect Coolio. To, you killed Coolio. Don't kill anybody at this one.
I think that I'm going to be, I'm next.
So when you
Isn't Hollywood Undead going to be there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love them.
When I start drinking, my does all my thinking. Hoes want to be seen with me, and I like them.
Anybody I would like?
Hollywood Undead.
Anybody I would like at
this
show?
Do you not like Metallica?
Alice in Chains.
I love Metallica.
Alice in Chains,
no,
Chevelle.
I don't like that.
Really?
No, I'm not a fan of Alice in Chains. No.
Can I do A Man in the Box?
Man in the Box? I hate that song.
Poppy's going to be there.
I do. I don't like that song.
That's like my favorite song.
No, it's not. You're so far off mic, nobody can hear you anyway.
That's because
so
I'm about to belt.
Oh, are you going to do Alice in Chains?
Scream for
okay,
me.
Okay, good.
Can you cut this out after I do it?
Corn's going to be there.
Porn?
Corn, yeah.
Corn.
I like it when you enunciate. Oh,
Bad Omens, 3 Days Grace.
Is the Day of Greens going to be there?
I can't see everything.
Are the Day of Greens going to be there?
No, because they're stupid, I guess. Not Slipknot.
I hate Green Day.
I don't like you anymore. I want to break up.
What? No.
Yeah,
we
I don't like you anymore.
This.
We'll work through.
I'll take you to Putt-Putt.
Kill Switch Engage.
You'll forget all about this.
Kill Switch Engage is going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love them. Better than Set It Off.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Bullet for My Valentine.
Is Lana Del Rey there with her Bluebird?
No.
Or her Blackbird or whatever the name of this.
Come on.
Whitechapel. Grandson. Gwar.
Nah. Gwar.
Mwah. Asking Alexandria. All the things.
You're just making names up.
I'm not.
Point.
It's literally. Look at how many. That's all the bands. I'm going to be there for 4 days.
So do you go to this often? Have you been before?
Not to Sonic Temple. I've been to Riot Fest in Chicago. And that was 3 days.
What inspired you to go to this show?
Set
It Off?
No. Well, I just really wanted to go to I Love Music festivals because it's a lot cheaper. I mean, like. It's a lot cheaper to see the bands like that. And apparently the Metallica sets are 2 hours long. I don't know if
kidding?
I'm staying for that. Like, listen, I like Metallica.
I can't even
I don't
imagine
think...
an hour long set. I was watching Foster the People at...
Oh.
Where People. Were they?
All
they
the
were at...
other kids with the punch
That's my theme song.
They were at the Lollapalooza in Brazil. And their set wasn't on YouTube and it was an hour long. I'm like, I cannot believe anybody would stand there for an hour long.
Well, I'm going to be there.
Foster the People.
Now, they must have been a headliner because there's no way they don't play
to
for
me.
It's going to be pretty much from like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. sort of thing, maybe 10 to 11
That's
p.m.
That's 24 hours.
But like 4 days, like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days of that.
And no Green Day.
No.
Well, then I'm not.
They're gonna show up. I hate their voice.
They're gonna be there.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known.
So far, that's my favorite part of this episode.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
Thanks, Billy Joe.
It's only because you didn't let me do my Alice in Chains impression.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Oh, she's scooting back.
I really appreciate that.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I'm leaning away from the mic. I should be taking off my headphones.
Three.
Oh yeah, you should.
Two. One.
Okay.
And scene.
Fade in my eyes. Can you sew them? Jesus Christ. Denial maker.
Yes, I'm on board.
Okay,
sign
that
her.
Wasn't bad.
Sign her.
You've got a pretty good voice.
She's got the X Factor.
She's got a good voice.
I'm Simon Cowell, and she's got the X Factor.
Hey!
No, Simon, she doesn't have the X Factor, but you've got a good voice.
Thanks.
You do. Well done.
I like rock. I can do rock.
I like you better than Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
No.
Singing Lana Del Rey songs.
I love Lana.
I have Enter Sandman stuck in my head now.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting that you're going to be going to that concert. Are you going to, like, do some recordings, clandestine recordings, and then share them with us when you get back?
I will. She's touching me again.
Again with the touching.
My hand is cold. I wanted you to watch
it. What is even going on? I don't understand. You were boating a marlin.
I was doing what to a marlin?
You were boating a marlin? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were out fishing for shark. Have you ever been deep sea fishing and caught like a big fish, like a shark or something like that?
No,
or was that just aspirational?
I want to, because my
dad... Did you ask them to do that and they didn't do it for you?
Well, it's pretty much just like whatever you catch, you catch.
You can't order a head and they don't string it on the little string for you and be like, look what I caught.
Oh, shark.
Ooh.
No, I love sharks though, so it would kind of make me a little sad.
Well, you know when you go on safari...
Do I? I've never been on a safari.
And you're super rich. Don't they take you to where the animal is and say, here, shoot that?
I don't know. I hope not.
That should be illegal, though.
But if you
say... Wait, they actually do that?
Like big game hunting?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's
legal. So they're all fakes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
well, they take them
where,
though.
These super rich people who have nothing else better to do, they're like, you know what would fulfill my life? Killing an endangered species.
Oh.
So they'll go out and, like, these guides will, like, help them, like, point them to, like, a lion.
I saw Craven. I know how it works. I saw that movie.
It's poaching still.
It's not poaching.
Unless
it's 100% legal.
Really?
Yeah. You have to buy a license.
Oh. Can I? Never mind.
Can we do that to the people?
I was about to say.
We'll just let them loose.
Hunt the people.
Can I buy a hunting poacher's license?
There's a movie about that.
Where, like, they're aiming for a lion.
And I'm aiming for them.
I'm in the bushes aiming for them. And then I stuff and mount them.
And wouldn't it make it more challenging if the animals could fight back? I would think that would be more fun.
That's not.
Give the animals guns. That's what I've been saying.
There you go.
That's what I've been saying.
So you go to catch a shark, and then the shark jumps out of the water into the boat and bites you. Did you learn?
Listen, that's fine. I just wanted to see. I love sharks. Apparently, there was a thresher shark. That was in North Carolina.
If you would have caught it, would you have thrown it back?
I love thresher sharks. He was probably dying. Sorry. That's sad.
That's rationalization.
They're not supposed to,
Are you
going to
hang it on your
to,
wall at your house?
Yeah. They're not supposed to go into shallow water. And
they should
in the
know
shallow
better.
Water.
So if you caught it, would
they're
you have
cute.
Thrown it back or would you have
it? He would have been my friend. Oh. But he was dying, so there's no way.
That would be cute.
I love them. I'm like such a nerd about sharks.
Zoe, do you like fishing? You've been fishing.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, we still haven't gone.
Will you guys fish and then
together.
Film it and then bring it back? We'll put it on the
show. Yeah, we'll vlog.
Look at this little guy.
I almost won a fishing competition.
You won't, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Speak to me.
Were you deep sea fishing with Abby?
It wasn't deep sea fishing and it wasn't with Abby, but it was.
I don't know anybody who's been deep sea fishing except Abby.
He's cute. Okay.
Is this the guy running the boat? Is he hot?
No, this is the thresher shark.
Oh,
look at how cute.
My God, how does he get that far out of the water?
Bro's chilling.
Is he escaping gravity like in Wicked?
Defying gravity.
That's not how it goes. I've seen Wicked, and that is not.
I actually never saw it.
That is not
proud
how it
hater
goes.
Of Wicked.
I've been on an alligator boat, like, tour guide. And fun fact, Lana Del Rey married an alligator boat tour guide. So I'm trying to, like, follow in her footsteps and be her. So I need to go back to Florida.
So she can't sing and she has bad taste.
She can sing.
Okay.
And you liked that song I showed you, West Coast.
That was good. Yeah, I like that. But
I've
the Bluebird one,
like
I'm like...
Well, then it's just not your... Have you heard Henry Come On?
I put it on Spotify and I said, give me the best you've got to Spotify. And it played like five of her things. I'm like...
You should listen to Off to the Races.
It's not Green Day.
You should listen
it's
to...
It's not Green Day.
And then you should listen...
It's not Set It Off.
Well, I love Lana Del Rey. I have a flag of her in my room.
I'm good.
I saw you had a shrine.
Yeah.
That's concerning on several different levels.
No.
No.
Have you seen her in concert?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so then you don't really care.
This will be my
because you're not making the effort.
She's not coming to Ohio.
She doesn't do tours.
No. She said, Ohio, absolutely not.
I need to go see
Ohio.
The
no,
heart of
you.
It all, more like the ass of it
Katie,
all.
Oh!
Katy Perry went to space. Katy Perry went to space for your sins.
Did she?
For your sins.
For my sins?
She went, to space. I think Lana Del Rey can come to Ohio.
I think
That's what I'm saying. Lana, please.
Don't like...
I don't like Katy Perry.
Why
no,
not?
I don't either.
I don't know.
Have you seen those videos going viral of her choreography at her tours, and it's absolutely god awful?
Or when she's playing the flute and then not playing the flute, and she goes, tee hee.
Oh, she plays the flute? I didn't know that.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. That's the whole point.
Do you remember her?
Do you remember that she was married to Russell Brand?
Do you remember her and the dancing shark guy?
Yes.
No. Yeah, that's the only thing I remember about her choreography.
Oh, wait, I do
remember
that. Left shark.
There was some big thing.
Shark.
For 5 seconds, there was some big thing about sharks.
Why are we?
Hit me up, left shark.
We're back on Thresher sharks.
Hey, that's the new fad.
That is.
Left shark can take an exit. Thresher
so what inspired you to go deep sea fishing? You just are excited about the concept?
I'm a fisher guy. I ripped my finger open. Worth it.
Did you really?
I ripped the skin off.
You kept doing that. I thought you were flipping me off this whole time.
Yeah. That's why Greg has looked so sad this whole
I'm
episode.
Used to it from Zoe, but not from you. You don't normally flip me off.
I'm feeling spicy today.
Are you feeling
saucy? Yeah, I have to work.
Saucy.
I have to work the next 3 days, and I really don't want to.
Does your shoulder hurt so much that you can't even think about it?
I'll come and visit you and watch you and wink at you.
Oh, I want to come visit.
Do you open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next three days.
I'll
be there.
Oh,
allegedly.
God. No, I don't get up that early. Noon.
I'm not going to get up that early, but I'll come in.
Noon is the limit for me.
My limit is
just
not waking up. Okay.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
We celebrate Hanukkah.
You don't like Christmas.
I forgot you had parents.
Yeah.
I forgot you had parents. I forgot you weren't born in a vat from a test tube.
I just materialized.
She disappeared
She
one
doesn't
day.
Have a birthday.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's all alleged.
Mm-mm. No, it's a hatch day.
I materialized
day
out of the swamp. I've materialized out of the swamp.
Just like Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Well, if I know any guys who drive those alligator boats, I'll introduce you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't know any now, but if I find any
please, please be on the lookout.
Depths of Ohio.
Bolo.
There's got to be one alligator tour guy in Ohio.
Listen, there's that house with the zebras that's not too far. They might have an alligator too.
I like zebras.
It's on Elizabeth Road.
Every animated zebra is always called Zoe.
There's a zebra?
They have like an entire zoo. Zebra. Yeah, they have an entire zoo. And I was driving back from Mechanicsburg. I was like, that's a weird looking horse. It wasn't a horse.
Was that
a zebra.
Baby Driver reference?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Oh, I didn't. I'm so sorry.
Zebra.
So I didn't get my own reference. So.
I didn't.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where are there zebras?
I don't know. Close.
Going that way towards Milton? There's an alpaca place.
Bethel. Hey, out towards Milton, there's also elk.
An elk. They
and
have
bison
elk and bison, yeah.
R.I.P.? They taste good, though.
Do they?
Bison.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just drove by that. I was, like,
smashing
my neck trying to see all this
hey,
stuff.
Hey, you got to try alligator.
And then I was falling asleep at the same
I
time.
I gave her a wee nibble of alligator the other night.
Yeah, she did.
What if I just had chicken?
That's lame.
No, but what if I don't want to try alligator?
Okay, what if I just drink water? Why would you do that when you can have some delicious...
Monster?
When you can have Dr. Pepper.
It tastes like... what's it taste like?
A monster.
Sweethearts. That one's good. Not my favorite. That one's good, though.
That was really good.
Yeah. Okay. Just don't get the regular monster, because that's battery acid, and it glows in the dark. The
yummy,
ones with
yummy.
The juice in them are actually good.
So these are called juice monsters.
Yes,
I
the
drink
juice
that
I'll try
so
it.
That my eyes glow in the dark.
No, I'll try it. I'll try it on my own.
Greg,
thank you.
Live tasting.
I'm
come
good.
On,
I'm
man.
Good. Thank you. No. Zoe drank out of that. I don't trust it.
You're right to not trust
we're
it.
We're going to do a monster taste test sometime.
That's actually a good idea. Can you buy us a bunch of Monster and bring it in here? And
I guess as this
Monster sponsor,
as this show sponsor,
you're the host.
Yeah, you're right.
So can you I, get to buy.
I will.
They should like
I'll
design us
monsters.
On the cans, and
ooh.
It's just a bunch of cryptids.
I bet nice. I bet I could do a Red Bull taste. Like if you did lined up Red Bulls and I blindfolded, I taste them. I bet I could guess all the colors. And
you know, actually, I wouldn't mind trying a bunch of different energy drinks and see if you can tell the difference. But I guess if you drink more than one at a time, it'd probably be a bad idea.
Oh, it'll get funnier and funnier.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thanks. You're not actually.
I'm really happy you're back. And I'm glad you had a good time.
And I'm leaving again.
I texted Bree with work. And then she's I'm in South Carolina.
Well, we were on the boat.
I'm in South Carolina.
I'm in South Carolina. Can't help you. Sorry.
I can't help you. Sorry, honey.
I don't know enough people with cameras. So I texted That's her because firemen were on top of the Burger King.
Yep.
And I thought they were going to burn it down.
That was kind of weird.
The firemen were going to burn.
I thought they were going to burn the Burger King.
Like a controlled fire?
Yeah, to test. Because they're demolishing the Burger King. So I thought
they were going to
burn it. What are they building? I
want to go. I can't tell you.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go.
Can you mouth it to me?
No, I don't mouth anything. Sorry. That's rule number one.
Wow.
Don't mouth your co-host.
Okay.
No mouthing your co-host. No.
Oh, my God.
But you can touch them, apparently, the entire episode.
I make the rules. Yes.
I understand the placing of the hand on the arm to see if you're warm. The stroking, I'm a little bit concerned about. And the tickling. Okay. That's enough of that.
It was her knee.
That's enough of that.
Bro, you drove my pinky.
Well, go. You're going to go. You're going to go see Thunderbolts. Tell us about it.
Okay, well.
No, now. Tell us your give us your review now.
Florence Pugh is the hottest woman alive.
Wow. You should get glasses. Oh, wait. You have glasses.
I stared at her that entire
Oppenheimer scene.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Oh, and Bucky Barnes is in that too. Sebastian Stan.
Was the movie? Sorry. That's what I'm asking.
Oh,
how was it?
The movie was great.
Okay, great.
I was touched in the theater. But that
she
always
was reading
happens.
A book.
It always happens to me.
Well, she was having some light reading.
Did you enjoy the movie Thunderbolts?
I did,
that you
yeah.
saw?
Mm-hmm.
That you're not going to see for a couple hours from now? But
yeah, I liked it a lot.
What was your favorite?
What if something horrible happened? And I'm like here like, yeah!
It was so good.
I loved it.
What was your favorite part of the movie, Zoe, that you haven't seen yet?
My favorite part was when she...
Bucky Barnes took his shirt off?
Oh.
Wow.
Mm.
Let's objectify.
Oh, I'm gonna.
It's fine that way. That way's fine.
Speaking of Bucky Barnes, so...
Please.
I'm on Fortnite occasionally.
Oh.
Are you? I've never played that. Is that fun?
It's okay. I play it because the kids, it's their favorite.
Zoe doesn't care. She's getting her phone out. As soon as you said the word Fortnite, she literally grasped for her phone.
That's okay. It has to do with Bucky Barnes.
Yeah, she's looking at Bucky Barnes pictures.
I'm sad. I'm listening.
Go ahead, look up your Bucky Barnes picture. It's okay.
I was going to.
I got on Fortnite last night to buy the kids the battle pass so they can get all the skins and fun things
for Bucky Barnes.
And then I go to the shop because it's apparently Star Wars themed, like the actual battle pass. I'm like, don't care that much. I'm glad they do. And then I go to the shop just to like look, and I see Bucky Barnes, and I spent money.
Yeah.
So what did you buy of Bucky
him
Barnes?
Run away! It's a skin of him.
A skin? So wait, let me get this straight. You bought Bucky Barnes' skin.
So I can crawl inside of it.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay, that's great.
I was just kidding.
So if you put his skin on, your little character, and then he runs away, you can see his butt.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Metal arm butt. Glistening. Oh, speaking of butts glistening.
Of butts glistening.
I went
back
to the
beach.
I went to the
Are we back
man.
At the beach?
No, we went to Point Pleasant on the way.
Oh,
and
oh,
my mom
that's right.
took a picture.
I saw
my
you.
Man's
saw
shiny hiney.
He is a that. Shiny butt, and I'm like, wow, is that from being
my
rubbed?
My mom was enthralled.
Is that why it's shiny? Because it's been constantly touched.
Yeah.
Thunderbolts. Since you've seen it.
No.
Since I've
you
seen
say
it,
it's good
since
enough.
Since I've seen it in theaters, I'd say I'd recommend it.
Yeah. What did you think of the after credits part? Was that? Do you think it gave away too much?
There wasn't one.
I thought the AI Stanley sex scene was a little bit over
distasteful.
The top.
Excelsior.
It was a little distasteful to his memory, but at the end of the day,
a little.
It's like what he wrote in his will. They just have a picture after.
But you know, I think I can kind of see why they went that direction.
I understand.
Well, there's a will.
Well, now I have to go watch it to see if that's actually in there or not.
God, be
roll credits.
All right.
We should talk to Travis more.
Yeah, we should. Well,
hey, Travis, stay in your corner, you little bitch. No,
why are you
sorry.
Mad at Travis? What did he do now?
He's not eating his supply of stink bugs that we gave him.
Well, he's also not editing these videos, audios, and putting them up fast enough.
Ten
Travis,
more
get
lashes.
On that.
Yeah.
Travis, do it now.
I'm going to beat him.
He's just shaking his head.
Yeah, well, he'll be shaking in his boots when I beat him.
Oh boy. Yeah. I'm so, so bad sorry. For him.
That guy's so violent.
He keeps like on hour five of him giving me a foot massage. He stops and I'm like, no, you're, that's your job.
What a
you
jerk.
Keep going. Him keep going.
I cannot believe he gives up that so, soon. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I've seen your feet. Travis. That's
God be making anyone.
I feel bad for Travis.
Well,
I've seen your feet.
He signed up for this.
They're scary.
I know.
You're all right, Zoe, take us out.
The tangents take me out. I say you don't know. The move, time is slow.
This is France.
I want
Ferdinand.
You to
take me out.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It's been great to be back here in the studio recording. It's always a fun time. It's always a scary time. It's always a worrying time.
Why is it scary?
Because it's us talking.
Because it's us talking.
Oh, okay. It's not my glasses. They're not freaking you out.
No. Your glasses have
They're
freaked me out a bit.
They're pretty swaggalicious.
I'm trying not to say anything because it's not visual, but I just need to tan. I'm just like Gollum skinned right now.
Why don't you go to Myrtle Beach? They can tan. You can tan there.
I get darker,
You're so right
bro.
About that.
And we can go putt-putt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's you do look me. Darker now that you mention it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah. I didn't put on sunscreen.
That's what you got to do.
Why?
Because I forget. When I'm in a Shelly mood, I got to do what a guy got to do.
A Shelly mood? Yep. Is that when you're looking for shells?
Oh, that's when you look for shells.
So if I bought you some shells and sent them to you as a gift, that would defeat...
Sorry.
Yeah.
That would defeat the whole purpose, right? Because you have to find them on your own on the beach.
You got to like play a little hide and seek, put them around here. It's like my enrichment.
This episode brought
find
to you
them.
By ADHD.
Hey, I've never been diagnosed with nothing. Everything's a legend.
Everything is a legend.
I'm completely normal.
That is true.
And we're scrolling.
All right. Well, I was supposed to take us out and then I took us further and deeper. So
Franz Ferdinand.
I'm gonna start chugging my monster in the after credits.
You should. Greg, do you have any final thoughts?
I don't.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Hit us with the outro.
What about merch?
Oh yeah, we have merch. Abby, she does the merch.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's chaotic. You'd like it. I promise. There's something for everyone. Please look.
Do we have any merch ideas from this episode?
Too many.
How about you on a boat fishing? That'd be fun.
I like that.
Me on a boat?
Yeah.
That's nightmare fuel. No
and
one's buying
you
that.
Like putt-putting.
Okay. They're going to see my face and go, next.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Thank you. Or
watching?
Thanks for listening. We need help.
Put the hotline on.
No one's clapping for that. No one's clapping for that.
Not in the way you would expect.
Oh. Hey, that was good.
Zoe, say something funny.
Something funny.